This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
Like a lot of people, Scott Duggan knows that when money is tight, dental care often gets put on the back burner. That's why when he found the Volunteer Dental Outreach Clinic, or VDO, in Haliburton back in 2017, he was relieved. He could have his teeth cared for, knowing he wouldn't face high out-of-pocket costs. For Duggan, the local clinic run by Dr. Bill Kerr and a team of volunteer dental professionals was a place of comfort and kindness, where it was all about the patients, not profit.
I'm one of those people that I'm inclined to forget about it. No one looks forward to going to the dentist, but you ought to do it. Obviously, it's for your health. And what I found with the VDO is that they advocated for you. They were always calling you. And it wasn't because they wanted a profit. They just wanted you to use the service. That's a pleasant feeling.
So when the Canadian Dental Care Program rolled out in May 2025, offering affordable dental services for eligible Canadians of all ages, Dr. Kerr and his colleagues made the difficult decision to close the VDO clinic in Haliburton. The clinic officially closed in September. While he salutes the federal government for providing dental care to all Canadians, it's a bittersweet feeling knowing that the clinic he started with his wife Lisa Marie in 2011 has closed its doors. While Lisa was instrumental in spearheading the clinic's creation, she sadly passed away prior to the rollout of the federal dental care program.
So definitely conflicted in kind of a bittersweet kind of way. Last year, we had our last golf tournament, which was the Lisa Kerr Memorial Golf Tournament. And we saw the writing on the wall based on kind of the financials of needs and stuff like that. We decided that Haliburton County had been so generous and stepping to the plate and supporting our golf tournament. And just kind of there was so much giving back that maybe it was time for us to step back and stop asking so that other local charities, there's only so much charitable dollars to go around. So we just felt like it was time. We were doing okay. Let's just let other charities kind of get a bigger percentage of that number. In terms of the clinic, I think that Lisa would be thrilled. She would just love the Canadian Dental Care Program and the fact that we bridged the gap for 15 years. We were there when patients, their only option was to go to the ER and get antibiotics and pain meds because they couldn't even afford to walk into a dental office. That was kind of what we were dealing with when we started. And now people can decide whether they want to stay in the county. We have patients coming from Cardiff, coming from Dorset, you know, coming from all edges of the county to come to VDO. And there are local dentists across the street from them, or at least in their town or whatever. But they had to drive all the way to town of Haliburton to get the work done because that was the only place they could get free dental care or affordable dental care. A dentist-patient relationship is kind of like a unique kind of thing. People are very vulnerable in the situation and stuff, so you kind of develop relationships with people, kind of a type of friendship. There is definitely a kind of emotional component to all the relationships that we've all the dentists, like I'm just one of many volunteer dentists and people from the clinic. But yeah, me personally, there are lots of patients that I will miss.
The Canadian Dental Care Program was phased in over a number of years, first offering care for seniors aged 87 and up, then for seniors aged 65 and older. In June of 2024, the plan was extended to include children under the age of 18. Then in May of this year, the plan covered every eligible Canadian. It's expected to cost the federal government $13 billion over the first 5 years. Under the plan, families with an income of less than $90,000 are eligible. But since the program began, application backlogs and administrative errors have caused delays in people accessing dental care. While Health Canada says more than 5.5 Canadians are currently covered by the CDCP, with nearly 3 million having already received care, technical errors in the calculation of family income and copay requirements have left 77,000 previously approved people without coverage. Health Canada says it's working to clear the backlog and grow the number of Canadians receiving dental care. Dr. Kerr is glad the federal plan has been rolled out since dental care is essential to overall health and well-being. He says the program, despite gaps in the fee structure, is a step in the right direction, giving patients the freedom to choose what treatment options make the most sense to them.
I think it is much better than what I expected based on other government programs that have come down the pike. It is a much better, more all-encompassing program than other programs. On the provincial side, there is definitely huge gaps in terms of, you know, what they pay and what current fees are. And there is definitely a discrepancy between what the CDCP program pays and what current 2025 fee guide is. There is a difference. The patient having a little bit of, I guess, skin in the game type thing helps them kind of, you know, decide what is something that they want to do and something that they don't want to do. But I mean, they cover dentures, they cover, you know, a crown, they cover fillings, they cover cleaning, they cover a lot of things. And, you know, like, a lot of dentists were skeptical as it was being rolled out. And my experience is that it is, you know, I don't know how affordable it is for the government, but it's pretty great for the patients in Haliburton County because there's a lot of people going to the dentist now. So it seems like every week or every month there is another story, another study or whatever connecting dental health to overall health, whether it's cardiovascular health. Your mouth is kind of the gateway to the rest of your body. And it always bothered me that the government would focus and cover everything except your eyes and your mouth. Dental care is so important on so many levels.
Dr. Kerr says the VDO clinic in Haliburton was one of very few free dental clinics in the province. In the 15 years it ran, he and his team provided more than $4.7 million worth of dental care services to 1,300 local patients. He adds, while the program isn't perfect, he questions its long-term affordability. The key to the success of the CDCP will be keeping participating dentists engaged in the program.
I'm not a politician and I'm not at all political. And so I'm just looking at it from my perspective. From my perspective, I think this is kind of something that I've been hoping for a really long time. I'm not sure how affordable it's going to be long term. I think the government's going to have to make some tough decisions in terms of keeping this affordable, but that is not my circus and it's not my monkey. That is their issue. And I think that it is great for these people. I think what they need to do is keep dentists enthused about the program. So if they start cutting the program or not letting dentists charge their customary fees, you are going to see some dentists in every community back out of the program, and then it's going to not survive.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.